Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your market update. So as I called it yesterday, right on the button, mortgage rates on the 30-year fix went to 6.885. Complete fluke, guys. I usually never nail it to the 100th, but I did yesterday. So what's going on today? Well, yesterday, the reason why this was reprieved or rates get basically plummeted was the CPI number, the inflation number on the consumer level. Okay, that was the consumer inflation. Now, today we got the producer price index, basically the inflation on the producer side of the equation. Much different than where we were yesterday. So here's the headlines that we're seeing right through here. Wholesale prices rose 0.2% in June, slightly hotter than expected. So I want to go over to Rick Santelli. He's giving us the breaking news on this right now. Once he's done, let me put it all into context for you. But what we're going to do in this video, we're going to explain to you guys where inflation number is going to go, where my expectations are, and also we're going to give you my recommendations or my expectations on where interest rates are going to go once the Fed starts cutting rates. So stay tuned. A lot of information today. So, but first off, take it away, Rick.
Rick Santelli is standing by at the CME in Chicago. Rick.
Yes, we're awaiting the PPI, the wholesale side of the inflation.
As usual, what I'm going to give you guys a little tip on, watch all these markets. This is live what he's going through. So as he's giving you the data, it's telling you what's going on. What you're seeing on the screen right now is the fair value. Before the stock market opens, what they do is they come up with a pre-market number. So the pre-market numbers are basically right through here. You're going to see right through there. Okay, then what the implied open was going to be based on the data that he provides is going to be through here. So watch these numbers move dramatically as he reports this. So pay attention.
Equation. Of course, these are June numbers. They will be coming out in a few seconds. Do want to point out, two-year notes yesterday closed at the lowest yield since March 8th. 10-year notes closed at the lowest yield since March 28th. All right, headline PPI for June, up two-tenths of a percent. That follows, at least up to now, an unrevised down two-tenths. Up two-tenths, well, it's only the highest since April when it was up 0.5%. If we strip out food and energy, it's hot. Up four-tenths, double expectations. Last month was unchanged. Up four-tenths, also just the highest since April when it was up 0.5%. If we look at ex food, energy, and trade, this one comes in under, unchanged. Unchanged, we're expecting a number up two-tenths. In the rearview mirror, unchanged now becomes up two-tenths. Revisions are coming in. I'll go back over those. If we look at year-over-year final demand, that's coming in at 2.6. Definitely hotter than a 2.3 expected. In the rearview mirror, at least up to now, 2.2. 2.6 is the warmest since March of 23, over a year. If we look at ex food and energy year over year, 3%. That's 0.5% hotter than expectations. Follows 2.3, and 3% is the warmest. And I have to go back a bit here to April of last year when it was 3.1. And finally, year over year, ex food, energy, and trade, 3.1 following 3.2. 3.1 would be the warmest only since April when it was 3.2. Now, we have revisions coming across everything. Let's go over those. On headline, last month's minus two-tenths moves up to unchanged. Strip out food and energy last month was unchanged, moved up to 0.3. If you stripped out food, energy, and trade, that was unchanged. That now becomes up two-tenths. The years over year, headline, 2.2 becomes 2.4, ex food and energy from 2.3 to 2.6, ex food, energy, and trade moves from 3.2 to 3.3. So universally, every category, all six, last month getting revised higher, and everything but one is higher than expected for this month. Yields haven't moved up as much as I would have gleaned because PPI never has the impact when it comes in second on the calendar of events post CPI, but we are seeing a 422.9, 423-ish in tens, and they were at 420 before the number, and 453, 452 and a half now, and before the number that was 449. So several basis points higher. Once again, you want to keep in mind 460 for a 2-year and 4.25 for a 10-year on important pivots for closing the week.
So that's his report. So it's really in depth and you might not really follow what he's saying. So here's what we're going to talk about. He said that a lot of the inflationary numbers on the producer side is higher than expected. So let's break it down with the calendar. Here's where it is. So yesterday, let me explain yesterday's. Yesterday, we had the CPI. That's the consumer inflation numbers that you and I pay. Okay, today we had the PPI numbers. Let's go over yesterday's numbers that caused mortgage rates to go down to where they are right now. So you go over through here, and here's what it is. Core CPI, CPI, month over month, CPI year over year. That's what we're going to just discuss. It doesn't matter if you know what these are, but it's basically consumer inflation. Went from 0.2 to 0.1, a down. From 0 to negative 0.1, down. 3.3 to 3, down. So the markets rallied. They're like, okay, inflation's coming down. Now, on the producer side, it was a little bit hotter than expected. So as soon as I heard this morning, I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be really, really bad for the bond market. Well, it's not. Like he said, when you take this data and you take it after the CPI number was so good that everybody's kind of discounting this. So the MBS market is right now, the mortgage bonds, their prices are up right now 13 basis points. That means the yield, when the price of this bond goes up, the yields come down. And this is a mortgage bond, so your mortgage rate's going to come down a little bit. So don't be surprised if you see 6.8 by the end of today. So, but what I want to talk to you guys about is two other separate things. One is right through here. Sticky shelter pricing makes Fed 2% inflation target really hard to reach. Okay, so There's a disconnect on what number they're using for the shelter prices, okay? And why do I keep pounding this is a big deal? Well, because this shelter price makes up 40% of our inflationary numbers on the consumer side. Okay, so here's what I want to show you just briefly. You go down through here, and this chart is saying, well, the rents, housing equivalent rents, were up 5.2 over the last 12 months. Now, this is based on the data that the Federal Reserve uses. However, real data, current data, because even the Federal Reserve says this is lagging at least a year. Okay, the Federal Reserve even said that. You go over here and it's saying, well, this number is actually 3.5. Okay, so what is it? Well, let's just do this analysis. What I did is the shelter price actually makes up 40% of the CPI, the consumer inflation numbers. Okay, so what I did is I went through here, I used ChatGPT, and I use it a lot. If you guys aren't using this, you gotta. So I put in here, it said, if inflation is at 3% right now, where it is, and the shelter cost is up 5.2, and it makes up 40% of the number, what would happen if the shelter price actually dropped to 3.5%? So it goes through all these calculations. I can't do this on my own because I'm terrible when it comes to math. It's saying, well, the new inflationary number would be right there at 2.32. Well, that's basically in line where the Federal Reserve wants it. Okay, they said, you know, we're on a trajectory down to 2%. We have to pivot and reduce rates before we hit 2 because the momentum is going to take us down into a recession or depression. Okay, so that's number one. So great news on the inflation front when it comes to shelter prices. Okay, now the other thing I want you guys to understand is this. How low can mortgage rates go once the Federal Reserve does what they do? Okay, so historically, what I've been telling you guys is what you do, you know, old school is you take the 10-year treasury note or 10-year treasury bond, and that is right through here, and I'll pull that up. Okay, this is the 10-year treasury. Okay, historically, what you do is you take this number right through here, it's 4.2 today, and what would you do to it? What would you add to it to figure out what the mortgage rate would be? So let's scrap mortgage bonds right now. Let's just use this as old school. Okay, so let's go through here. It says right through here, I put in this analysis, and again, in ChatGPT, and I said, what's the historic spread between the 10-year treasury and mortgage rates? Well, it actually popped up this. Oh, nope, it actually did this. Okay, so here's where it is, and this is really important for you to understand. In the 60s and 70s, when we had a normal market, whatever normal is, it would be you'd take the 10-year treasury and add 1.5 to it. Okay. However, in the 80s, when we had that huge inflation that we keep hearing about, that spread was 2.5%. Okay. Then you go into the 1990s and it was 1.5 to 2. You go into 2000s, it was kind of all over the map. You go into 2010s, it's 1.5 to 2. You go into 2020s and we have COVID. So you can't really take that. So here's what I want you to understand. If we go back and use these numbers, we're going to take the highest piece of this puzzle. So 2.5% right through here in the 80s. Let's use this as our hypothetical, you know, data numbers that we're going to use. So we're going to say 2.5% is where we should be when it comes to mortgage rates. Okay, so what we do is we go back over to the 10-year treasury, which is right here. It's 4.2. Let's add 2.5% to that, which would be what? 6.7. Where are we today? 6.8. 8.5. So I could see rates going to 6.7 while there's still this influx and we have inflation still, you know, teetering or whatever. But it has, that should be our peak, 6.7. And then it should be driving down to, I'm saying we're going to be between 6 and 6.75 throughout the next year. And I know it's fairly a decent size spread, but it's hard to really come and pinpoint it. So that's my analysis so far for the end of 2024. Then when 2025 comes, who knows? It's even hard to predict what's going to happen next week. So those are my estimates on where we should be basically on the inflationary numbers coming up and also where mortgage rates should be once the Federal Reserve starts doing what they're doing. So who am I? And what do I do? That might be what you're asking. I'm actually a loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to help you. So if you're out there trying to buy your first house, maybe buy an investment property, maybe use the equity from your current house to buy another house, a reverse mortgage. We have a lot of people calling, believe it or not, to refinance. They have rates in the sevens and eights, believe it or not, seven and eights. They're looking to refinance. If you need some assistance with that, please visit us at therateupdate.com. Here's our website. If you want to put in an application, you can do that right through there. You're going to hit the apply now button. We do have a grant finder. If you're a first-time home buyer, check it out. It's going to see if you qualify for any of the grants. And then if you're out there and you're like, Dan, can I just call you guys? I don't want to put in the application. I'd like to, you know, go over my scenario with you. Absolutely. Scroll down to the bottom of our site and you're going to see that right through here. Our 800 number is 844-775-5626, or you can reach me by email at dan@therateupdate.com. And yes, this is me responding. So thank you so much for watching, guys. I'll be back for the closing bell to let you guys know where mortgage rates settled for today. And if you haven't yet subscribed, please do me one favor. Just hit the subscribe down button down there. So every time I post a video, you get an alert. Check it out. And if something you want to watch, please watch it. If not, just scroll through and keep moving on. Take care, guys. See you later this afternoon. Bye-bye.